Good morning. This is the Charleston Daily Brief for Saturday, September 5th. A North Charleston man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for shooting an Army veteran during a robbery. Jalen Lee Brothers, 25, was convicted of attempting to murder the veteran during a 2013 armed robbery in Charleston County. He now faces 3 decades behind bars. Charleston County School District is giving parents a new window into what their kids do on school technology. The district is launching a Lightspeed Systems parent portal that lets parents see the websites and apps their children use on school devices both in class and at home. Officials say the goal is to keep students safe online and help families stay connected to what happens on those screens. A proposed transportation sales tax in November could show up on your water bill. Charleston County officials warn that if utility pipes must be relocated to make way for road work, rate increases between 9% and 21% could follow. Residents voting on the November transportation tax should keep that potential cost in mind. College students are being told to chase internships before they even finish their first year. Career advisors at the College of Charleston urge students to prioritize internships, externships, and job shadowing early so they can explore career options before graduating. The message is that those experiences matter just as much as the classes on your transcript. A single vehicle crash Friday brought down power lines along Old Jacksonboro Road and near Highway 165 in Charleston County. The road has since reopened with no injuries reported, per the sheriff's office. Drivers should expect some delay while crews cleared the debris. Charleston County School District says about 400 central office employees will step into classrooms as substitute teachers or in other school roles starting in October. Officials call the program the first of its kind in South Carolina, aimed at keeping teacher vacancies from leaving students without instruction. A heat advisory lands Saturday with heat indices near 110 degrees, followed by scattered thunderstorms Sunday and cooler temperatures early next week. That is your Labor Day weekend outlook for the Charleston area, so hydrate and watch for those afternoon storms. Charleston International Airport officials are telling Labor Day travelers to arrive at least 2 hours early, account for construction-related parking changes, and check flight and weather conditions before departing. Building a little extra time into your trip today will save you stress at the terminal. And if you are looking for something to do Saturday evening, the Cordovas are playing the Charleston Poorhouse at 6 in the afternoon. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay up to date at charlestondailybrief.com.